British Prime Minister Theresa May says she is calling an early election for June the 8th to seek greater stability as the country negotiates its withdrawal from the European Union. Britain now joins the list of Western European countries scheduled to hold elections this year. Throughout her previous 279 days in office, British Prime Minister Theresa May had rejected the idea of an early election, saying it would be a distraction. Now, she has told British voters she has changed her mind.
I have only recently and reluctantly come to this conclusion. Since I became Prime Minister, I have said that there should be no election until 2020. But now I have concluded that the only way to guarantee certainty and stability for the years ahead is to hold this election and seek your support for the decisions I must take.
Ms. May holds a commanding lead in opinion polls and hopes to turn it into the greater parliamentary majority that she says she needs to strengthen the country's Brexit negotiating position. She says the election is needed to reduce the obstacles she faces within Parliament.
The Liberal Democrats have said they want to grind the business of government to a standstill. The Scottish National Party say they will vote against the legislation that formally repeals Britain's membership of the European Union. And unelected members of the House of Lords have vowed to fight us every step of the way. Our opponents believe, because the government's majority is so small, that our resolve will weaken and that they can force us to change course. They are wrong.
The opposition remains in disarray after the Brexit vote, but Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says he sees in the election an opportunity to offer a different view on how to run the country. He plans to focus on areas like the National Health Service.
I welcome the opportunity for us to put the case to the people of Britain to stand up against this government and its failed economic agenda, which has left our NHS in problems, which has left our schools underfunded, which has left so many people uncertain. We want to put a case out there for the people of Britain of a society that cares for all, an economy that works for all, and a Brexit that works for all.
The country has already experienced two historic referendums, one on Brexit and one on Scottish independence, and the resignation of a Prime Minister in recent times. An early election would be the fourth big vote in 4 years. These British voters have told the BBC they are disgusted.
You're joking. Not another one? Oh, for God's sake, I can't stand this. There's too much politics going on at the moment. Why does she need to do it?
It'd be nice if there was some sort of clarity over what's going on. There's a lot of muddled information out there.
I found Brexit so disheartening. And anything that would reverse that from my point of view would be really good. But I can't see the general election will do that.
Hopefully it'll be stronger, yes. But I wish she'd get on with it. Just get us out and finish with it.
Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, says she will use the election to make the case Scotland should be allowed to choose its own future amid the exit from the European Union. She says it is hypocritical that Theresa May called an early poll after rejecting calls for another referendum on Scottish independence because the focus was on Brexit negotiations.
Clearly she sees the opportunity, given the total disarray in the ranks of the Labour Party, to crush all opposition to her, to get rid of people that disagree with her, and to give herself a free hand to take the country in the increasingly right-wing direction that she wants to take it in. And that would mean not just the hardest possible Brexit, but more austerity and deeper cuts. So now is the time for Scotland's voice to be heard and for people in Scotland to stand up for the kind of country we want Scotland to be.
The British election in June will now join a French election starting with the first round this weekend and Germany's election in September. All of that is expected to affect Britain's withdrawal from the European Union, with negotiations likely to start in earnest in June. European leaders have expressed surprise at the election announcement. European Union Council President Donald Tusk likened the move to a plot twist in a film by Alfred Hitchcock, often referred to as the master of suspense. German Foreign Minister Sigmar Gabriel says he hopes the elections will lead to more clarity and predictability in the EU negotiations.